Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Rob, I want to play a game with you very, very quickly. There are really no rules to this game, but I would call it a game all the same. Things are not going well for the Royals right now. They're struggling. What are usually some signs that you can start to pick up on that you know a team is starting to struggle? Because having a team meeting is usually a sign that things are not going well. You don't really hear a lot of team meeting conversation when things are going good. I'm not saying that teams don't meet when they are winning, but we haven't heard over the last 5 years, hey, after the Chiefs win, they had a meeting to talk about how things are going. Things are just going great. We're winning. We're going to Super Bowls. We're dating superstars and pop stars. Things are going really well. I can't remember the last time that we discussed a Chiefs meeting. The Royals just had a meeting on Saturday and then turned around and then lost again. A team meeting is usually a sign. It might be the free space of, hey, things aren't really going that hot for your team. Whenever your general manager starts shooting down trade rumors, usually a sign that things are not going well. I mean, almost immediately after this losing streak, you then get the report from outsiders. Now, I looked up this person. I think his name is Mark Healy. Mark Healy works for the Associated Press. He's done work with SiriusXM and been a baseball writer for 30 years. I don't think that Mark Healy just woke up one day and decided to make up a rumor about the Kansas City Royals. I just don't really think that's how the business works. I know people believe that there's this clickbait all the time. The Royals really ain't the team to be generating the clickbait with. I'm imagining somebody told him this. Now, sometimes you can get misinformation, that happens, but I don't think that the writer that wrote that article just one day decided to, I'm going to make up a story about Royals management. I also think that the Royals should be having those conversations. Now, I don't believe that it is a directive from the owner, hey, you need to start trading off pieces, but if you're not having that conversation after the homestand that you just had, looking at your record, looking at your ability to win your division and the wild card race, I would say you are not doing your job correctly. You should be willing to have all of these conversations. What does it look like if we buy? What does it look like if we sell? What does it look like if we don't make a move this season and just try to ride this thing out to the end of the year? That's part of the job description. So the fact that the Royals came out so emphatically and were so defensive and wanting to tell us that this was fake, to me kind of answers, well, I actually think there's something to it that they were having this conversation. Usually teams will just kind of let that just linger out in the air. Like, what does it matter? We're not talking about this came from a Ken Rosenthal. This has come from a Jeff Passan. This came from a baseball reporter that many of you don't know. They were emphatic in trying to shut this down. That is usually a sign that things are not going well. You know what else is the anonymous story about a bad locker room chemistry? We've seen this story a million times. It's usually written by ESPN. Somebody like a Seth Wickersham writes a story. You get that story in The Athletic about how Bobby Wood Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino don't like each other and haven't been hanging out a whole lot. You just get this anonymous story, the what is going wrong or the what went wrong story. That is a staple after a major trade or a big losing streak. That fuels the industry when it comes to it. These are just some of the things that you usually can pick up on of, hey, this is normally the sign that you have hit rock bottom. This is when things are going poorly. Rob, what else will we add on this list? What else are things that happen when you are playing the way the Royals are currently playing?
I usually get a conversation about how ownership, management, and the coach aren't seeing eye to eye. That's usually one of them. I mean, think about the teams we've seen in peril. Well, it turns out the GM and coach don't get along. You didn't know that until things were bad. That's another, usually it's The Athletic that drops a piece. Hey, there was always turmoil between person X and person. The Texans had this. It was Nick Caserio, I believe that's the guy's name, and Bill O'Brien never got along. It led to a power struggle, and we've come to this point. Remember the Nuggets?
We love a good power struggle
story.
Remember
when the Nuggets fired their GM and coach? Yep. Turns out Mike Malone and the GM never got along. It's like, wait a second, they won a title 18 months ago.
We always do. You are right. We always get those stories whenever somebody gets fired. We always do get those stories of how two people just didn't like each other, and that's why the person got fired. We do get that. That is a staple of, hey, something went wrong there.
Finally, the last one I can think of real quick is star player and person in management don't speak. Remember, we were wrong. I'll fully admit I was wrong. Before last season, I was selling Eagles stock because what was the story coming out of Philadelphia? Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts just don't get along. They don't seem to see eye to eye. They weren't speaking for a portion of the offseason. Whenever a star player and the coach or anyone in management have some sort of beef, that story usually leaks out. Hey, can you believe so-and-so didn't like so-and-so? Well, yeah, that's not surprising to me. So he had to get run out of there. Yeah, that's why he got fired. It's star player doesn't see eye to eye or doesn't talk or communicate with person in charge. That's another staple of the broken organization.
All right, I have one that is going to one-up everything that you have said so far. Complaining about the play calling is the equivalent of let's fire the hitting coach or the pitching coach. Whenever you start calling into sports talk radio and complaining about the play calling and the offensive coordinator, it's normally a sign that things are going really, really poorly. Those are just the easiest things to, hey, we want you to do something. You know, I want you guys to do a move that makes me feel better about the way things are going. We know you're not going to get rid of your best player. We know you're not going to fire your manager. But that guy over there, I want you to get rid of him. Fire him immediately. We go from not thinking that the offensive coordinator calls plays for the Chiefs to then being mad that that person is the offensive coordinator. That is a cycle. You guys used to hate Eric Bieniemy's play calling. Then Eric Bieniemy got out of here. And then Matt Nagy took off. And then you missed Eric Bieniemy all of a sudden. Nobody knows who the Royals hitting coach was 6 weeks ago. Now he's the problem. And they got to get rid of him. They got to fire him. Complaining about the play calling. Also complaining about the hitting coach and or pitching coach is normally the sign that your season is slipping away. Someone just texted in. Hey guys, what about the dreaded vote of confidence for management? Oh boy. When you get the vote of confidence for the management, you got to start cleaning out your office. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of time when you get let go. When your boss comes out and says, oh, hey, no, he's doing a good job. No, we are not doing a good job. In fact, we are 5-9. I don't know why you think that we are doing a good job. In fact, then we are not. When you start to get that story, it's usually the sign that something's awry, something's a little bit off, and you are likely to get fired. The dreaded vote of confidence from the management. That's a good one. That should be on our something's going wrong bingo board.
I don't know if there's a baseball analogy for this, but benching the quarterback is always a staple. Now,
oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think what the baseball analogy would be. So-and-so can't be the closer. You got to take so-and-so out of the closer role. Hey, you can't have this person in that role anymore, but changing the starting lineup in basketball, you got to tinker. And we just don't have the right five out there. But some sort of lineup or starting rotation or some sort of tinkering just for the sake of tinkering is you see a lot of. Hey, we have to shake it up because we're losing. And shaking it up will change all the problems. I mean, how many times have you heard, you know, if we just started so-and-so, we would take off. And it's usually based, at least in football, on, you know, he showed a little something in the preseason. So we got to get him out there.
I'm going to throw another one out there. Now, this is more of a fan thing than a team thing. The moment you start complaining and you just simply want a guy to show some fire or some emotion, things are going really poorly. You just want somebody to get a technical.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't care who gets the technical. You just want somebody to get a technical. It'd make you feel better. You want the coach to yell at somebody, anybody. You don't care if he yells at a teammate. You don't care if he yells at another assistant coach. You don't care if he yells at the official. You just want the head coach or the manager to be mad about something. You want on that questionable ball or strike, you want Q to go out there and you want him to kick dirt on the umpire and get fired. Hey, you got to get a team. You got to get everybody fired up. It's usually a sign that things are going very, very poorly for your team. You guys would love it if today Matt Quatraro got ejected in the second inning. The Royals give up a first early home run. You're thinking to yourself, oh, here we go. One run. They're not coming back from this. If he goes out there, then argues a ball and strike and get fired and throw some stuff out there. That's what I'm talking about. Show some fire. Yeah, no.
To that same point, I saw a text earlier. I'd love to see a couple broken bats or thrown helmets.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be
love
cute.
That. Yeah, I'm telling you.
If Bobby went, like, I think it was the second or third game of the Yankee series, the Royals lose 1-0, and Cags goes down looking for the final at-bat of the game. If Cags had hucked a bunch of bats onto the field, people would have been in awe of how fired up he is. Nothing's changing, but, oh, look at the passion. Look at the energy. That you're right. Baseball has that one. Throw a Gatorade container onto the field. Just something to show you're angry.
For sure. Someone says, that's why I want the Royals to get into a fight. No, that's real.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.